Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. And last night, there were two Monday night games to close out Week 7 of the NFL season. It's October 21st. Week 8 is coming up next. That's the halfway mark usually, right? Well, now there's the 17th game. I'll tell you guys, I woke up today still very doom and gloom about the Commanders. I mean, you guys know, I'm Mr. Positivity. I feel like I'm on the radio screaming about optimism usually. Last year was the best year of my life. 12 wins and a conference championship. I'm kind of tired of talking about that already. Because that's the only thing we have to talk about that's positive from this season. Was, oh yeah, how great was last year? How amazing was 2024? This year has not been fun. This has been a nightmare of a season. And to me, it feels like it's spiraled out of control. I'm not sure Dan Quinn can get the train back on the tracks for this season. We ask you today, is the season over for the Commanders? 833-804-0910. And I guess I follow up on that. If it's over, who do you trade? Lattimore? Brandon Coleman, maybe? Any of the wide receivers? Do you trade for a wide receiver? Do you trade people to try to acquire more draft picks? If the season's over, what do you want them to do? 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, Monday Night Football. Let's start with the first game. It was Detroit who took an early lead with Jahmyr Gibbs taking this one to the house. Here's the call on Monday Night Football.
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
And really, the Lions just had a really strong performance on Monday Night Football. Bucks would try to make it a game late, but just too many mistakes from Baker, Mayfield, and the Bucks. And, oh, yeah, that Detroit offense just went up and down the field whenever they wanted to. Gibbs had two touchdowns, 136 rush yards, also caught a couple as well. He was terrific in that one. Yeah, if you had Gibbs in fantasy, you might have made a late comeback on Monday Night Football. Let's move to the late game Texans against the Seahawks. We said Houston's season was on the line. Well, they didn't play like that. The Seahawks did. Jackson Smith and Jigba has been one of the coolest stories in terms of wide receivers that get an opportunity to be wide receiver one and prove they are wide receiver one. Here is Jackson Smith and Jigba making it 14-0 Seahawks.
Now they have to recover from the penalty. You go down two scores,
The way the offense is playing in this environment could be trouble. And right for the end zone and scoring and dunking is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Texans would get a field goal and then block a kick and get another field goal before the half to make it 14-6. Seahawks driving the football, and Cooper Kupp makes a big mistake. He throws an interception on a trick play, just overthrew his receiver. It's picked off by the Texans. They started taking momentum. 6 points in the third quarter, seventh in the fourth, but it was not enough. Seahawks win 27-19. Sam Darnold got the Seahawks at 5-2, and it's an overreaction Tuesday. I'm hearing overreactions from Minnesota fans. Should they have paid to keep Sam Darnold? We'll ask you if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. The World Series is coming to Canada. For the first time in 32 years, the Toronto Blue Jays will be in the World Series. And they were down late last night in this one. It looked like Seattle was going to win in football and get a win in baseball. And then George Springer stepped to the plate. And he has burned so many teams in the past, from his awesome run with the Houston Astros and now Toronto. He is clutch October baseball. Let's take a listen to the call.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Arozarena watches it go.
And that is it. Springer's three-run homer gives the Blue Jays a 4-3 lead. Here is the final call.
The payoff.
It is shifted out. And for the first time in 32 years, the Blue Jays have won the pennant.
Listen to that crowd go nuts. The World Series matchup is set. It will begin on Friday in Toronto. It will be the Dodgers visiting Toronto's field for Game 1 of the World Series. 7 p.m. is when the first pitch is scheduled, and it will air on Fox. Here's Jeff Passan with the keys to the World Series.
Well, Ohtani really personifies what the Dodgers bring in this series. Coming off of that historic sweep against the Milwaukee Brewers with 3 home runs at the plate and 10 strikeouts on the mound. Look, he's the best player in the world, and he is playing at that level right now. Blue Jays really do not have any effective left-handed relievers at this point in the season, and all of their starters are right-handed, so Ohtani is going to have great matchups throughout this entire series. And yet, can the Dodgers do what no team this postseason has done, which is stop Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? ALCS MVP has 6 home runs and only 3 strikeouts all postseason, putting up ridiculous numbers. And look, when he signed this offseason, at the beginning of this season, for 14 years and $500 million, there were questions. Is this the right move? Is this too much money to give to a first baseman? Well, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has answered that and all other questions at this point. And because of it, the Toronto Blue Jays, who have the best record in the American League this season, also have a better record than the Dodgers in Game 1. We'll be at Rogers Center on Friday.
Toronto against the Dodgers. L.A. against Toronto. It's going to be a good one. Ohtani against Vlad Jr. and George Springer starting on Friday. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. And the NBA is back. It begins tonight. You're going to hear this. NBC hosting NBA. NBA on NBC with a doubleheader and a halftime exclusive with Michael Jordan. We are the home for the Washington Wizards, and the ESPN's NBA projection for the Wizards. Percent chance they make it into the playoffs. Jeremy, I'm not kidding. It's at 0%. The win total projected by ESPN, 23 wins. It's hard to get excited for a Wizards season knowing they are going to tank once again. Over to college football on the Sports app. So JMU's coming off of a big win over ODU, 63-27. Not today, but next Tuesday, JMU at Texas State, maybe their biggest game of the season. FSU has said they will make a decision about Coach Mike Norvell after the season. He's so cooked. FSU will fire Mike Norvell. Hugh Freeze says a vote of confidence from the Auburn AD would be huge. Everybody wonders if that job's going to open up. Is LSU going to open up? I mean, what are the jobs that are going to be open for head coaches at the end of the season? Could North Carolina, UNC, be one of them? With how bad things have gone for Bill Belichick, they've got UVA this weekend. Over to the NHL on the Sports app. Every day on the Sports app, we are tracking the Washington Capitals. Few games into this season, tied for second in the Eastern Conference standings with 8 points right now. And they have the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL, Alex Ovechkin, who's inching closer to 900 career goals. They're coming off of a 3-4 loss to the Canucks. They'll get back on the ice as they skate against the Kraken tonight. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll bring Lane Casadante on to run around local sports in Richmond at 12:30. And we've got a special guest. Yes, it's basketball season, and we brought you a conversation with Coach Phil Martelli Jr. last week. Today we go across to Enrico, the coach of the Richmond Spiders. Coach Chris Mooney will join us at 1:45. It's a Touchdown Tuesday, and Doc Walker will grace us with his presence at 2:30 here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free, AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We'll crosstalk with MP next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. We've got Lane Castadante coming up next to run around high school football here in Richmond, Virginia. Michael Phillips will be going to Friday's practice, and then he's flying to Kansas City to cover Commanders against the Chiefs. We bring him on right now for a segment we call Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, I don't want to lead the witness here, but what are you expecting from Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City?
Well, it's hard to be optimistic, Adam, certainly. The Chiefs are rolling, 31-0 shutout. They seem to have found their groove. They've got their best receiver back. On the other side, you know, if you get Jaden Daniels, you're getting a reduced version of Jaden Daniels. It's hard for me to think that this could be, you know, I think if you can keep it within a score, you can probably claim a win coming out of here.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week for me, and then a tough Monday, because I just don't see our defense getting many stops. I don't know how our offense is going to be able to move the football when they haven't practiced together, whether it's Jaden or Mariota. It's a bunch of nobodies on the outside. Maybe we get Debo back. I don't expect to get Terry McLaurin back. I mean, would you say right now the train is off the tracks?
Well, it just takes 1 week to bring the train back on the tracks, right? We've seen Colt McCoy, Monday Night Football win in Dallas against an unstoppable Cowboys team, right? These wins happen. These games happen. It's not unthinkable. Dan Quinn is a professional. He's a great defensive mind. Time for him to get that defense right. Bobby Wagner, great defensive mind, great motivator. Time for him to get in there and motivate some guys. It's not unthinkable. They could put the train back on the tracks. You know, it's a week-to-week league. After the Packers game, we were bummed for a long time. And then they come back and win the next week. And everybody, and then they win in L.A. And all of a sudden, they won in L.A. Things are good again. It's a week-to-week league. I agree. It is very bleak right now. Super bleak. It just takes one to put the train back on the tracks.
I understand what you're saying, but you look at the trend for Washington, it's going in the wrong direction. And as much as, yeah, we won that Chargers game, there were a lot of things that went wrong in that game, including a slow start and the Falcons. So, like, I think it started to go off the track in the Falcons game, and you kind of course-corrected a little bit in L.A., and that was partly because you got Jaden back, and then it's just completely gone off the tracks the last 2 weeks here, and it's one of the best teams in football. I just kind of feel like the entire season is spiraling out of control, and I'm not sure that Dan Quinn's schemes can really get it back on track.
Well, we went through this last year. They, you know, they had the losses, and things were bleak, and Bobby Wagner called the players-only meeting, right? Like, we've been here before. We were there last year. They had a better record at the time than they have now. I'll certainly spot you that. But at 3-4, plenty of time to get back in the playoff chase. You know, I'll sell you on that. Even if you lose to Kansas City, you could beat Seattle at home. I'm not saying you will. The trend lines are bad, but you could. You could beat Seattle at home, and all of a sudden you're one game back from being right back in the conversation.
So the Washington Commanders will not speak to the media today. They will not speak to the media tomorrow because it's a Monday game, which means they will talk as late as Saturday. How long do you think until we find out any update on Jaden Daniels' status?
I think the question is, does he practice at all this week, right? If he comes out and practices, they'll tell us on Saturday, game time decision Monday. If he doesn't practice all week, it feels more unlikely, right? They may rule him out for Monday or not have him travel at that point. I think if he does play, it will not be announced until Monday Night Countdown on ESPN. I think when you're doing your show Monday, if there's a chance he plays, we still won't know.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, I want to go back to this coaching staff and this front office and how they handled the Jaden injury the first time here. Well, now there's a different sense of urgency because everybody feels like the season is slipping away. The train is off the tracks here. Yes, putting him in and getting a win, could it get back on the track? But the fact that he did not come back into the game, and you already sat him out for multiple weeks in a game that he came back in the game, it kind of feels to me like this would be a bad decision to play him, because it kind of feels like, well, you're playing him because there's a we have to win or the season's done, not, hey, we need to be smart about his future.
Was it smart to play him last year with the rib injury?
No.
Are you okay with them having done that?
It was not. Looking back on it, it was not. They kept the information too close to the chest, right? And so nobody knew, and so nobody questioned it. But when he's coming on a Madden's preview and telling Saquon he threw the Hail Mary with a broken rib in his chest, they didn't handle that right.
I think that's what's informing this, right? Like, he's very much now got the reputation of a guy who always wants to be in the game. And that's not a bad thing. We love that competitor side of him. But can he be trusted to make his own decision? I would argue no, that the doctors need to make that decision for him. I think the doctors did make that decision for him in the Raiders game and the Falcons game. Falcons game in particular. He wanted to go against the Falcons. I think Dan Quinn wanted him to go against the Falcons. I think if they had beaten the Falcons, our conversations are different right now because they're 4-3, not 3-4. I think the doctors can be trusted to make a right call here because I think they made the right call then.
Michael, my friend asked me this, and we're all speculating on Jaden's injury and everything, but he was wearing the knee brace. Do you think that hampered his ability to get his hamstring out of the way and avoid more of an injury? I mean, we're dealing with a quarterback that's wearing a brace on one leg and hobbled on the other leg now.
I mean, he just didn't have time, right? I don't know any quarterback in football who could have escaped that. It was coming fast. The way you beat that is by changing your protection to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Whatever they threw at him, he needs to learn from that, make sure it doesn't happen again. Once the play started, once he had an unblocked guy tearing after him at full speed, I don't know any quarterback who could have done anything there. I mean, it's not about whether he runs enough. It's not about what any of this. Like, dude was just snap, boom, done. Like, I don't know anybody who could have avoided that.
Yeah, well, he could have avoided dropping the football on the play. Whether you're injured or not, that was just him coughing it up for the second week in a row. That's not something that I liked. And another thing is, all right, if Jaden's going to play again this season, he's got to learn from Marcus Mariota on when to keep it. I mean, I can't be the only one in the world that's saying this, that Mariota is just way better than Jaden Daniels at reading an edge rusher. He comes in and immediately makes a difference. All right, maybe they weren't expecting it, but when Jaden pulls it, it feels like there's a guy waiting for him, and sometimes he hands it off when he should have pulled it.
There is going to be a guy waiting for Jaden from now until he proves he can connect with the receiver downfield. I mean, just whether he's got healthy knees, healthy hamstrings, injured knees, until he proves he can throw it downfield consistently, there is going to be a defender waiting for him anytime he runs the ball. That's why you got to get the pass game going. And with the injuries, it's going to be hard to do. This is a difficult situation. But until he proves he can pass it consistently, they are pouncing on that run game.
Will Marshon Lattimore be one of the outside corners Monday night to start the game?
Hope not. That's the easiest fix. He's been bad. He's a liability. He's a head case. You got to get him out of there, right? Even if it hurts your team on paper, you've got to send the message, we can't have that on this team. I really hope not.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't want him to play. John Kime said on his podcast, they're probably not going to take Lattimore out because they think he's the best corner they have.
Yeah, I think it's more about sending a message than playing your best corner at this point, Adam. Sure, maybe he's marginally better than Noah Igbinoghene, but Noah's not a liability like this, and people understand it more when Noah, makes a player, gets a penalty. With Lattimore, it just feels like the ship has sailed. I'm over it, Adam.
Yeah, and there's no future with Lattimore. Right, and that's why it's not Lattimore versus Noah I. It's Lattimore versus Trey Amos and Mikey Sainer still getting an opportunity on the outside. And if they get burnt, like you said, at least we're going down swinging with the young guys rather than a guy that has proven he just doesn't have it anymore.
Learn with the young guys. Take your lumps. If the young guys can't make plays, that's okay. They'll learn. If Lattimore can't make a play, there's no future there either. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. College, Hokies and Hoos, Commanders in the NFL. And the 804 broadcast game of the week with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell on the call Friday nights here on The Fan. You can also check out Final Score Friday for all things high school football on CBS 6. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, sports director at WTVR CBS 6, Lane Castadante. What's up, Lane?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. How's everybody?
We are pretty doom and gloom here for the Washington Commanders. I mean, it's just wild that at this point last year we were 5-2, and I mean I was just riding a high of Jaden Daniels winning games left and right. Now he's gotten hurt twice in his sophomore season already. We were asking Michael Phillips, do you think he will play Monday? Do you think he should play Monday at Kansas City?
Hamstrings are finicky. And especially, you know, it's not like an offensive hamstring. It's a guy that, you know, whose legs are – this kind of is the same argument about the sprained knee. It's like, how much can he do, and is 80% of Jaden Daniels better than, you know, nothing of Jaden Daniels? How effective can he be? How much does he expose himself to further injury? We don't know any of that. None of us are in the training room. I would tend to bet he does not play Monday. And the cynic in me doesn't necessarily buy Dan Quinn's assertion that the score of the game on Sunday had nothing to do with
right.
Daniel's availability coming back into the game. I think if that was a one possession game, or if they were up by three, I think they would have found a way to get him back on the field.
Yeah. And I just don't think that he can protect himself or the offensive line can protect him. I think you're putting him in harm's way, putting him out there not at 100%, also wearing a brace on his other leg. I don't want anything significant to happen where he suffers a long-term injury and that ends up being a severe setback for his ability to play quarterback in the National Football League. And I kind of feel like the season's spiraling out of control. I mean, Lane, I've never been this doom and gloom under Dan Quinn. This is the first time it feels like the Rivera era all over again.
Well, but the most important ability is availability. And last year, you know, every team is going to have their injury issues. It's just the nature of the sport. And, you know, last year a lot of things fell their way. So far this year things are not falling their way. But you have to remember where they are. I mean, in the NFC East, nobody is really stepped up and grabbed hold of the division by the throat and said, this is ours, we're leaving. They still have a path to win the division. That gets them right into the postseason. I know they're down. They've already lost to the Cowboys. They've already beaten the Giants. Please refresh my memory. They haven't played the Eagles yet, right?
No, we don't play the Eagles until two of the last three games of the season. It's not the schedule for me. It's just the injuries and the amount that have piled up. And we haven't even talked about the defense that was awful against Dallas. I mean, embarrassingly bad, running into each other, giving up a 74-yard drive with 21 seconds left before the half. Dorrance Armstrong's now probably out for season, I think is the latest there. He's been our best defensive player. Bobby Wagner looks like he's aging a year every week. He gets slower and slower. Frankie Louvu's a shell of himself. Like, we talked about Jaden's injury. My doom and gloom is more the defense is just awful.
Yeah, and that's valid because they have not established anything yet this year, and you're right, Armstrong is done for the year, and he was, if not the best, one of the top three players on that defense so far this year. I think he was one of the few that was getting upfield and getting any kind of quarterback pressure from his defensive end position. That's the third defensive end they've lost already this year. So if you if you believe in curses or hexes or anything like that, they've had it so far this year. That's absolutely true. And now it's really, this is where Dan Quinn and his staff really make their money. Okay, how do we pivot? How do we move around this? How does the front office help us out if, you know, some of these guys aren't coming back? They weren't necessarily tested in this way last year. They are being tested this year. And honestly, you know, there's, I hate to say this after only 7 or 8 games, but it's a huge game on Monday night coming up against, you know, a Super Bowl contender every single year. You lose this, I think they'd be 3-5. And, you know, now you can really start to be concerned about the rest of the season. So they're at something of a crossroads. And this is not what anybody associated with this organization had to deal with last year.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. You can also tweet us, and John has tweeted us, AWOD, ask Lane if Darius Gray has all Metro Player of the Year on lock from the way he's played at St. Chris.
Tell you what, he is, first of all, he's the number 2 rated high school prospect in the entire state behind Savion Hyder, the running back from Louisa. Darius, we already know he's a fantastic offensive lineman, but what he's done on defense and the way he's led St. Christopher's defense to a lot of big wins for them already this year, including knocking off Huguenot and last week Trinity Episcopal, he could play on the defensive line in college. That's not where his future is, but the kid is just an amazing athlete. He's incredibly smart. He knows the game. His football IQ is through the roof. And yes, he will be one of the finalists for all Metro Player of the Year, without a doubt, because he rarely comes off the field and he's good on both sides.
Any big changes to the latest CBS 6, 910 The Fan High School Football Coaches Poll?
Not this week. The top 5 still remains the same. The top 4 are all getting at least 2 first-place votes. The big movers this week were Huguenot jumped up to number 6, and Hermitage entered the top 10 at number 8. They are tied with St. Chris, and I believe your game and our game and everybody's game Friday night is going to be Hermitage hosting Highland Springs, so they'll put that new ranking right on the line first thing this week.
Absolutely. That is going to be our game going on Friday night here on 910 The Fan. Switching over to college football real quick, and I want to touch on UVA, how incredible this season has been. It's awesome to see Chandler Morris succeed, but also I've been really impressed with the defensive side of the ball and the job Tony Elliott has done. But I want to start with Virginia Tech. Have you heard any changes or any rumors about the next head coach for the Hokies? And I know that the committee signed an NDA. And I had heard Mark Stoops' name, and now I feel like I'm hearing Shane Beamer again, that it's not dead because South Carolina is struggling right now. Have you heard anything?
Well, the one thing, there's a lot of great things about the profession that we have and getting to cover sports. The one thing I abhor more than anything else in this business are coaching searches, because there is so much speculation, there is so much guessing, there is so many conspiracy theories back and forth, and almost all of them are always completely wrong. I know Shane loves being at South Carolina. This is what they signed up for. You're in the SEC, you're going to have hard games each week, and their offense hasn't quite lived up to what I think was expected of them this year. I can't say that, you know, he has reservations, I know, personal reservations about coming back to coach at Virginia Tech. You know, he's famous for saying, you know, there was only one Coach Beamer at Virginia Tech, and that was my dad. Right. Now, that's not to say that situations can change. That's not to say circumstances can warrant a different attitude. But pick a name out of a hat, and you will hear somebody attach Virginia Tech's name to it. You can James Franklin. There are so many people that think it would be a slam dunk if Virginia Tech went out and got James Franklin to lead the Hokie program, a guy that can recruit, guy that recruits Virginia very well. But, you know, he's got that reputation of he can't win big games, and he would have to be at Virginia Tech a couple of years before he even got to that level.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pick a name out of a hat. The coach at Memphis, I've heard. The coach at Tulsa, I think. The guy at UNLV, Dan
Mullen,
used to be at Florida.
Yeah.
Dan Mullen, I hear his name come up quite a bit. So I hate coaching searches. I just put that out there right now. Pick a name, and yes, you can find somebody that will attach Virginia Tech's name to it.
Yeah, I hear you, Lane, but you know, I'm doing a three-hour show every day, and I'll tell you, we haven't had one call about Virginia Tech against Cal. Like, we haven't had one call about Kyren Drones, but we've had plenty of people reach out to us about the coaching search. I just wonder, like, should Virginia Tech move away from the name Beamer, or should they be going all out for Shane Beamer?
Well, it depends on, I mean, obviously, you know, I think a lot of people would, obviously a lot of people would love to have Shane come back to Blacksburg. He was very popular there, both when he played, both when he coached under his dad, when he was the, you know, the kind of the interim head coach. He won a bowl game as the, you know, the interim head coach when his dad was battling cancer up at up in Maryland. He won the military bowl. I would love to see him come back to Blacksburg just because of the personal relationship I have with him. But I also know how much the South Carolina job means to him, what kind of an opportunity it is to him. And he is going to do everything he can to make that work this year. And if they turn around and upset Alabama this week, we're not having this conversation next Tuesday.
All right. Who's talking? Lane Casadante and AWOD, UVA at North Carolina. Five games left in the season. What record do they need to finish to close out the season and maybe postseason to be a college football playoff team? We are talking playoffs and UVA football, and no, we haven't lost our minds.
Yeah, no, that's and it's in the ACC. The ACC is wide open as well. I don't think any team in the ACC has stood up and said, "Yeah, you're going to have to come beat us." I would feel very, very confident about their chances if they got to 10 wins. They're already at 6. I think there's 4 on their schedule that in which they should be favored. So I think they can get to 10 before, and you know, that would give them a spot in the ACC title game, I think, depending on how the rest of everything shakes out. But I think they can get to 10, and if they do, I would feel really good about my chances.
Yeah, I think they need to win out because they don't play Georgia Tech. They don't play SMU. So they're kind of hoping that one of those teams takes a loss. Now, they are undefeated, right, in the ACC. But I think they need to make the ACC championship game in Charlotte. They could lose that and still be a college football playoff team in my mind.
And I think, to your point, I think you're right. Any loss on their schedule moving forward is going to be one that, if it's not a bad loss, you're going to scratch your head over it, and then you're going to have doubts about them. So to your point, I think you're right. You know, winning out would solve everything. And it would also erase a lot of the doubt that some people will have of about Elliott's first 3 years up there. It's like, okay, are they really that good? Or they have a favorable schedule this year. They've taken care of what they needed to take care of. I mean, you know, they got lucky with Washington State just forgetting how to play in the fourth quarter on Saturday. And pulling a 97-yard drive out of seemingly nowhere. When their offense couldn't do anything, but those are the games you have to win, right? They're at home, and in the past, they haven't been winning them. This year, they are.
Yeah, now they go to Chapel Bill to take on Bill Belichick. Lane, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, Adam, thanks for having me. Have a great week, everyone.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. All things Washington football as they will play Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you've been listening to the show today, you know I'm still pretty doom and gloom. I woke up not feeling any better about this team. I hate what I watched. I kind of felt like I hate watched that fourth quarter. Because I know a lot of people that turned the game off when Jaden went down with an injury. I did not. And I'm watching that, screaming at the TV still. The Cowboys are jumping off sides. Deep down, I think I believed that we had a chance to pull off a miracle comeback. I don't know why, but as soon as that thing was over, I went to my fridge, I downed a couple of Coors Lights. It was the only way I could sleep on Sunday after that loss to our arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Let's go to the phone lines. Looks like we've got Ryan Clary from D.C. from 106.7 The Fan on line one. What's up, Ryan?
Adam, I'm glad that you were able to actually down Bud Lights or whatever you were drinking there. I wanted to down rubbing alcohol. What was that? What was that? What were the Cowboys suck? I don't care what anybody says. Dan Quinn, you are on the hot seat right now. I'm so pissed off from that game, Adam. We had expectations this season. This team sucks.
They really do. It's funny you're going straight at Dan Quinn. I went straight at Joe Witt Jr. I can't stand him watching from the booth. I said yes. He's getting a bird's eye view from the heavens as Dallas drags us to hell. And he makes no changes, no adjustments. He should have benched Marshawn Lattimore 3 weeks ago. And so you want to call for Dan Quinn's head? I can't get mad at you. What we saw was awful, but I'm telling you right now, Dan Quinn needs to tell his friend Joe Witt Jr., you either come down from the booth or you're fired.
Oh, I agree with that. But also think of this. Think of this for just a second. Honestly, I didn't even think of this until the other day. But Dan Quinn in Atlanta, they were never known for their defense. This is some defensive wizard. Every time he's a D coordinator, they have a top five defense. All of a sudden, this guy goes to the head coaching position, and their defense sucks. Sucks. It sucks right now. It sucked last year. It's going to suck next year. It's going to suck in year four when he's still here because Adam Peters doesn't want to quit on him yet. I am so tired of it. I just feel as if that yesterday, or not yesterday, I guess 2 days ago at this point, was the end of the road, Adam. It felt like the end of the road. It's not giving up on Jaden Daniels. I still love Jaden Daniels, although he's going to have to stop fumbling the football. But outside of that, I'm so sick and tired of the miscommunications on defense. This reeks right now of the Ron Rivera era. It reeks of the air marshals with DJ Swearinger and Josh Norman on them. It's so stupid. This miscommunication, it sucks. It's so stupid, and I hate it.
Yeah, no.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. I hate it, too. I like how you're channeling all your energy at the coaching staff, though. But to me also, we need to blame the players, right? I mean,
I agree.
The players are making mistakes when they're put in the right position. Everybody's hyping up Trey Amos like he's the greatest draft pick ever. Joe Witt Jr. had him in the right position to make a tackle on third down. Kevontae Turpin spun on him, and he just went for 15 yards.
Gosh.
Like, we got to tackle better. Quan Martin, step the heck up and make a tackle. And maybe you're right to blame Dan Quinn because they were soft at training camp.
Well, also think of it. They give veteran rest days to guys like Zach Ertz. Oh, wouldn't you know it? A big drop. They give veteran rest days to Bobby Wagner. The guy is slow. They do all these different things. They're not physical during training camp. And now, once we get into the week action here, they can't tackle. They cannot tackle. Everybody's breaking tackles. And it's not just one specific guy. I'd actually even say Bobby Wagner has been okay tackling so far. But even look at Frankie Louvu. He was a monster last year. Where has this guy been? I haven't seen any rah-rah moments from him. I haven't seen him try to jump over the line of scrimmage. He's being like a defensive end. He's like an off-ball linebacker. I don't know what it is with Frankie Louvu at this point, but he hasn't even been the same, Adam.
Frankie Louvu's been unplayable the way they're using him. He's been exposed every single week. And to me, that's on the coaching staff. That's on Joe Witt Jr. because he was an all-pro last year, and I thought he was going to take a step forward to being a first-team all-pro this year. The whole thing is frustrating. It feels like the season has spiraled out of control. And my friend said the same thing you're saying, that what he saw on Sunday felt like the beginning of the end for Dan Quinn, given the fact that he was in Dallas and just got his ass kicked in Dallas. I'm going to try to bring some positivity to you, Ryan, because I know you need this as you're getting ready to work G&D today. The Cowboys are good, all right? The Cowboys are good offensively. I don't have an excuse. No, they're good offensively because George Pickens is excellent, and CeeDee Lamb can be used anywhere. Dude, they are good offensively. Javonte Williams is a good running back. But here's what I'm going to say that's positive, all right? The Commanders' defense this year, all right? And I hate this defense, Ryan. They're giving up 24.3 points per game. Last year, they gave up 23 points per game. The Ron Rivera year in 2023, they gave up 31 points per game. Like, so think about that perspective for a second. As much as you're hating on Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn, they were giving up a full touchdown more under dumb Ron Rivera. And part of me thinks that the reason the defense is taking a step back is because it's still his dumb roster, Ryan!
Well, yes, it is still his dumb roster, but also think of it this way. They have more talent right now, and they still suck. They still suck. You traded for Marshawn Lattimore. He sucks. Quan Martin, by the way, Adam Peters, pull up this quote. I can even send it to you as I get in the office. This quote was from Adam Peters. He thought that this was the best young safety tandem in the NFL. They suck! They suck! They suck!
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm frustrated with myself because I believed we had something special in Quan Martin.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. And we suck. And he sucks.
It's a suck fest. It really is. It's a suck fest. And we were so excited at Football Fest, but this season's been a suck fest.
It's been a suck fest. I hate this team.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we're back to ruining our Sundays once again. Ruining our weekends. I mean, I can't tell you how bad I felt when I woke up on Monday. And it was probably because of the amount of Coors Lights I downed as soon as the game ended. But I felt awful on Monday. I felt like I had lost a loved one.
Oh, you're telling me. I thought we would win. I placed $150. Adam, you know, I don't have money, man.
Dude, what?
I placed $150 on the Commanders' money.
1-800-GAMBLER! 1-800-GAMBLER! Call right now, Ryan.
I know. I'm an idiot. I'm a dummy. And I think that's why I'm crashing out. But I don't care what anybody says. This team blows.
I know.
It blows. The offense is fine. But the defense, man. The defense. The special teams are really good. That is one thing I will say. They're great. But oh my gosh.
And Ryan, I screamed at Linnell for 15 minutes on Saturday and said that we were going to go to Dallas and kick their ass and prove that he was wrong. Now I got Linnell, who's got it one up on me, Ryan. How do you think that makes me feel?
That, I'm sure it makes me feel awful. Awful.
Yeah. All right, what'd you say when you came in for you instead of alcohol, you wanted rubbing alcohol?
Rubbing alcohol. I wanted rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, this guy needs some help. This guy,
I need help.
I'm going to send Grant a text, a wellness check on you by 6 p.m.
That's sure fine. I honestly probably should.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for stopping by, dude.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. If you want to vent, if you want to bitch, you want to complain about the Commanders, it feels like a terrible Tuesday. Tomorrow's going to be, I'm worried, Wednesday that Jaden won't play. I'll be thirsty for more alcohol Thursday because that's the only way I can get by watching this team play on Sundays. And this year, we got all primetime games. That's actually the worst part about the second half of the season as it spiraled out of control, is the nation is going to watch us crumble. I'll be here for you every day from 12 to 3. It's the Richmond Commander coming up next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.